You're listening to SBS News.
For many Australians aged between 50 and 74, a free test that could stop bowel cancer is an obvious thing to do. At least it is for some of the men SBS spoke to on the streets of Sydney's inner city suburb of Haymarket.
I know quite a few people that have had bowel cancer and prostate cancer and breast cancer and all sorts of cancers. So I'm trying to keep myself clean.
I don't think it's a problem. It's a good test, it's easy, and it's well organised.
But the vast majority of people are shying away from it. The CEO of Cancer Council Australia, Professor Sanchia Aranda, says there is a raft of reasons for that.
One of the reasons is because people don't see themselves as at risk of bowel cancer. So the most important risk factor is ageing, and people don't really like being reminded of being aged when they get to 50, so that's probably a big factor. But the yuck factor associated with the screening test is also a major reason that stops people from screening.
Professor Aranda says the test isn't as bad as some people might think.
In fact, the test is done in the privacy of your own bathroom. It's very quick and simple to do.
Of the more than 4 million people sent the at-home test, just 41% did the screening. And there's one cohort proving particularly reluctant. Just 30% of people aged 50 to 54 returned their tests. Of men in that age bracket, only 28% took part. The uptake is particularly low among migrants, specifically in the Indian and Sri Lankan communities. Pink Sari Inc. has had success in raising breast cancer awareness in the group and now has its sights on people's bowels. Shantha Vishwanathan is the president of the group.
Preventative measures are not really a priority for them, and if they don't have any symptoms, they don't think they need to do the test. And they give priority to other things. If they're busy settling, or they feel they're not eating any junk food. They're eating a high fiber diet.
She says their campaign is having rapid success.
We actually demonstrate how to use the bowel screening kit. And we've had so many people come to us and say they've understood now how to use the kit, and therefore they will go and do the test, and they will request a kit if it's ended in the bin.
The stakes for not taking the test are high, with bowel cancer expected to be the third most commonly diagnosed cancer this year, behind breast and prostate cancer. And it's the second biggest killer, claiming the lives of around 100 Australians every week. The Cancer Council, Sanchia Aranda, says it's also one of the most preventable cancers.
What they need to understand is that earlier you get diagnosed, the more likely you are to survive. And so a stage one cancer, you've got a 99% 5-year survival, whereas if it's stage four, after it's spread from the bowel, it's only 13%. So the best chance of surviving this cancer is to have it diagnosed through screening.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.